This meeting is now being recorded.
I will indicate that later in the call, I may need to give the chair duties over to Eric, as I will be in transit and approaching a cell that's on. So are there any updated SOIs or notes of apologies and absences? Hearing none, I saw the notes. We have two apologies listed, one for Don Blumenthal and from and James Gannon, now lives in Switzerland. Congratulations on your move, James. All right, so the focus of this call will be in part the IANA transition subgroup. You'll recall that we are rotating through the subgroups, doing a bit of a deep dive into each to enable and encourage all team members to be across the work that's being done in each of these areas. In addition to that, we have added an item on the ICANN SSR subteam scope discussion. We'll review the work plans and draft report template for all of the subgroups. We'll have a status update on the consultants. We'll note next steps for the NDA and capture any Abu Dhabi business. So do we have Boban on the call?
Hi, Denise, this is Yvette. I don't see him as of yet.
Okay. I would invite, I'd invite ICANN SSR subteam members to join in this brief discussion. As you all know from the last update, this subteam is meeting in L.A. They have a robust work plan they'll be working through with in-depth briefings and discussions from staff over 2 days in the ICANN LA office. On the Wiki homepage for this subgroup, there are links to the work plan that this team is addressing. Yesterday, Kaveh indicated that the board last week, or some subset of the board, discussed SSR team activities and decided that a majority of the items that were being addressed apparently by this subgroup, board members felt were not in scope. I've followed up on an email with Kaveh. I don't know if Kaveh's on the line. I don't. Yvette, is Kaveh on the call?
Hi, Denise. This is Yvette. No, currently he is not.
Okay. So I've subsequently followed up with Kaveh. He indicated that the board will be sending a written correspondence to the team regarding its view of the subteam's work in this area. He indicated that, as he noted on the SSR ICANN subteam call yesterday, that the board members felt that it was not within the review team's bylaws. I've asked when we can expect to see this written notice from the board. As soon as we get something formal, we will, of course, bring it to the team for discussion. So at this point, we're keeping you apprised of this development. I think until we actually get a written notice from the board, it's difficult and perhaps not appropriate to take action. But I'll open this up for any discussions or additional contributions that team members may have. James, I see your hands up. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Denise. So I have a couple of different points that I want to make on this, and I think this is an extremely important, I'm going to call it a turning point for this review team. So, first of all, just a clarification, this hasn't been discussed by the full board. I know this for a fact. I spoke to a number of board members last night about this, and this isn't something that is currently coming from the whole board. So that's something that I would like Caveh to clarify to us. It's unfortunate that he's not on the call with us now. But my understanding, this must be therefore then coming from this board caucus group. Very important for everybody to understand, as you know, a number of people here are new to the concept of these specific reviews. The role of the board in the reviews is to convene the review team. The board has no role in setting scope. That is not mandated in the ICANN bylaws for the ICANN board to do. We are duly convened and independently run by the community review team. If the board feels that they want to give us input, they are fully within their rights to do that as part of the community, as anybody else can come along. You know, we can have inputs from anybody. But there is no formal role for the board to restrict the activity or the areas in which this community review team feels that we are duly authorized to look at. And, you know, the SSR sub-team for ICANN is one of the groups that is, you know, really kind of the core of what we are set out to do here. And I first of all feel it's inappropriate for a board member or indeed the board itself to come along and define things as out of scope. That is not their role. My two cents personally on this to the broader review team, you know, this is a plenary call, so let's, you know, I think we're going to need to have a plenary response to this, is that we feel that we are operating fully within our remit, and barring the CEO through a board action being told not to support us on this topic, we should continue with our scope as we have defined. We are an independent team performing an independent set of actions that we as the community have agreed are in scope for us. To me, the board may give us advice, but I think that's kind of the start and the end of it from my point of view. We need to continue what we have said we are going to do, see that through to the end.
Thank you, James. And that certainly tracks with my comments on the sub-team call yesterday as well. I have Eric in the queue and then Carrie, and I see Boban has joined the call. And Boban, you're welcome to also make some comments. Eric, go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, sorry for being slightly out of touch for a little bit, but and for the elevator music, if you guys are sorry, a lot of music, if you hear that. But, you know, I think to sort of, you know, pile onto what James was saying, I think at some point we were always going to wind up having to harmonize, you know, the sub-team activities with the sort of the broader view of, like, how they relate to SSR. And you know, I think maybe one of the things that we can sort of push forward in our thinking now is whether, in response to whatever we are preparing to hear from the board, whether we want to sort of, you know, show the holistic aspects of our sub-team's projects sooner or later. You know, I think we could probably, you know, my two cents is, depending on how the team feels, we could either sort of defer it, saying, like, the point of this review team is to do a holistic SSR review, and the reason we're looking in these directions will become clear when our review is produced. Or we could say ahead of time, you know, we could sort of, you know, draw a nice little map about how the internal management policies of an organization that's responsible for the operational delegation authorities for the route is critical in SSR because, for example, an internal breach or a lapse in a policy posture can cause, you know, an SSR, you know, global SSR problem. I think, you know, it's real easy for us to write that. Down the road, we could probably do it sooner. I think one of the things we might want to think about as a team is, do we want to sort of front load that now once we see whatever it is the board has to say, or put them on ice? Because, you know, it, you know, jumping off what Jane said, you know, we may not actually have to sort of like stop the train from rolling out of the station yet.
Thank you, Eric. We have Carrie next.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
It's a little light, but yes, we can.
Okay. I think it's, I wanted to support the points raised by Denise and James and everyone. One of the things that I raised in the call yesterday was that we spent, as a review team, significant time since we were instituted ensuring that we scoped our work properly. I think it was an exercise we ensured happened. It was an exercise that we spent careful time going through the bylaws, and staff was very, very helpful in ensuring that we had all the information needed concerning the scope of the bylaws. We spent time attempting to interpret the bylaws as well, given that they're new, to ensure that we understood what was required of us. We mapped it, we broke it down, and as raised yesterday that the meeting in Johannesburg was focused on now taking that into action, having put and invested so much work in doing the scoping part of our assignment. So I think I just wanted to raise that to support what was said by James and by Denise as well, that at the end of the day, I think we have concluded as persons who've been selected to what our scope is, and with all respect, just like what Eric suggested, that we probably just keep the board informed. We have been a little slow in terms of getting our actions going, but I think we're not a good place to advance and accelerate our work to conclusion. And maybe we can increase how much we provide feedback to the board, so at least they understand what we're doing. And I think as we approach the meeting in LA, we have been very, very clear in terms of what we hope to achieve. We have been very clear in terms of understanding the limitations that might come out with the NDAs and confidentiality, et cetera. But I think we have shown good faith by working closely with legal so far to ensure that we get the information we need and to respect ICANN's bylaws and what their requirements might be from the public perspective and transparency. So all of that just to say that I think the path that we're taking is fine. And I think as we go along, we can try to work with the board to see what their real challenges are. Because if they write us formally, Denise, the thing is that it will stop our work for a little bit. It would mean that we would need to pause for a bit to actually prepare a response to them and then determine based on that what are the next steps. So asking them to submit it formally may be an obstacle as well. So I wanted to just put that out there for persons to consider. Because once it's formally written, we're then required to follow whatever process there is in terms of engaging the board and responding to the board as a plenary.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I would note that receiving a response from the board does not require us to stop our work in any way. We are an independent community review team. We take our authority from the bylaws and from the community that appointed us. Ultimately, we provide our independent assessment, our review, our recommendations to the board, but we are an independent review team. And as I think both Eric and James noted, we can assess the board input when we receive it, but it does not, stop our work unless the majority of team members for some reason want to reconsider some element of what the team is doing. All of these decisions in terms of our bylaws, our charter, our scope, our work plan, the subgroups, audit plan, work plan, meeting agenda for LA in 10 days, all of that has been done and thoroughly vetted. In my perspective, there isn't an issue, but again, we've just had verbal input from Kabe representing the board and an email restating what he says is the board's view. So that's where we're at this point. I would suggest that we ask staff to arrange a meeting between at least this board subgroup, if not additional board members, and the team when we're in Abu Dhabi. And I think it would be good to talk through any outstanding issues regarding the review team's work. And I would invite members on the call to offer their perspective on this. Gary, is your hand still up, or do you have or is that old? Are there any other comments on this topic? Okay. Obviously, this is an important topic for the entire team. We will I've asked Kave to post to the list. If we get anything directly, we will, of course, come to the list with it, and this will be a matter for the full team to address. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your perspective on this topic. Again, we'll keep everyone closely apprised. James, did you have an additional comment?
Yeah, thanks, Denise. I'm just going to put something out there. I think that this is an issue for the entire review team and not just the subgroup, and I would really like to hear other people's opinions on it. I think it's good to hear from, you know, myself, you, and probably Boban, but would like to hear a broader feel from the review team of what the rest of the team feels. You know, there's 15 people on this team, and I really think that we need to from at least a majority of people on what their opinions are on this, and that's really something I would push out to the rest of the team. I'd really like to hear people's opinions on this.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Yes, I would underscore that and encourage people to share their opinions, if not on the call, certainly on the email list. And I would also like to underscore the fact that this is an issue for the full team and not just a subgroup issue. Kathy, I see your hands up.
Thank you, Denise. I apologize. Due to some family issues, I've been out of the loop on most of this. But, this seems like it's just all of a sudden. Has there been any indication up to this point that things weren't going well, or that there were issues? I mean, it seems something as drastic as the way this is being painted, we should have had some sort of indication. And I don't know if that's staff or Denise, you or Eric, from your conversations. I see Kave just joined. I'm just curious. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Yeah, this was a surprise to the subgroup members. It was just raised in the call yesterday. Kabe, we were just updating people on the information you provided regarding the board's or a part of the board's opinion that the subgroup activities, many of them were out of scope. There's been a bit of discussion this morning about it, and I shared with them that a written opinion from the board will be forthcoming. Is there anything that you wanted to add on this topic before we move on, Kave?
No, sorry, I was between airports, so just got to my computer now. No, nothing additional. So basically, you will receive the email you're working to send as soon as possible, hopefully by the end of this week or very, very early next week. No, the main idea is we took some of the items in that which were in the audit proposal, basically, were not related to what to SSR 2's scope and the way we understand the bylaws, or even the scope set by the SSR 2, the worksheet basically is not, they don't match what's expected from the audit reviews. The audit has many of the questions are InfoSec questions, which are valid questions, but we don't think the scope fits. If there is such a review is needed, that's CEO's request and possibly even board's ultimate purview, but they don't fit within SSR, which should be the security and stability of the DNS system. Thank you.
Thank you, Kabe. James, see your hand is up.
Thanks, Denise. Can I just ask up first, do we want to enter into a discussion about this now, or do we want to move on in the agenda? Because I'm happy to engage in a discussion in this.
Yeah, thank you, James. You read my mind. I'm a little concerned about the time and the number of agenda items we have. So I would prefer at this point to move through the rest of our agenda items. I suspect we won't have time left on this call, but if we do, I'm happy to return to this topic. I would encourage members to share, you know, more information and views on this topic on the email list. And also, Kabe, I'd raised the idea. Again, this is just an idea I'm throwing out, and would appreciate your and other people's comments on it. That the review team meet with the board or the subset of the board that's focusing on this review, on the review team issues, when we're together in Abu Dhabi. So with that, I'll leave this topic. Thank you, everyone, for this robust discussion. It was very useful. Kathy, did you have a comment on this or another topic? I see your hands up.
Just a real quick question. I just want to make sure I understand. Kabe, what you're talking about is the entire SSR2 effort, not just a sub-team discussion that took place.
No, this is very specific to sub-teams 2, subgroup 2, which is ICANN SSR, and the proposed audit questions. So, and we feel some of them are relevant, but a subset of them are not. So, as I mentioned, if I remember correctly, items 1, 3, 5 and 7 are we think they are not relevant. The rest, we think they are within the scope. But those specific items from subgroup 2, we think are not relevant to SSR review.
Okay, thank you. I just, in my own head, wanted to make sure that, you know, if everything was under question, but not. So thank you very much.
Thanks. Put more information on the email list on this as well, so people can find. If staff could share the link directly to the audit plan, section 1, 3, 5, and 7 have several action items underneath each one, and you can review them on the Google Doc that's linked. And if staff could share that link again on the Adobe Connect on the email list, that will make it easier for people to find. With that, I'll turn it over to Kathy and James for an IANA transition subgroup update.
Excellent. So if I can have presenter rights, I'm going to walk through our Trello board to give everybody an idea of what we've got to and where we're going. Share my screen. Get my desktop. This is what I want. Okay. Excellent. So going back to our Trello, can everybody see everything okay?
Hi, James. This is Yvette. We can see okay in the review room. Would you possibly mind also logging in the observer room so you can share your screen in there as well? I can Skype you the link. Should you need it, would that be okay so that they can see?
Yep. Go first. I will do that as quickly as I can.
Okay, I'm getting that to you right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Kathy, while I'm doing this, could you just give an overview of what we did in Johannesburg, maybe? Would you be okay to do that?
Alrighty. It's going to be kind of a blotchy overview because, as I said, I've been out for a while and haven't been dealing with any of this. Basically, where we are is at a point of waiting for to do the do the NDAs so that we can make our next step, which is to looking at documents. Are you there?
If we could have everyone who's not talking mute their phones, please. Go ahead, Kathy.
There will be, Eric and I are going to meet up with, believe Kim Davies while we are in Abu Dhabi to discuss some outstanding items that sadly I do not have in front of me, and I apologize. Which, and we are basically, I mean, what we have done up to this point is pretty much finished, with the exception of the need. Ah, James, you're back.
Yes, apologies. Sorry. When I tried to go into the observer room, everything crashed on me. So, yeah, I can actually take up from exactly where you've just left off. So we had a number of interviews in Johannesburg. Sorry, I forgot my country's there. And we have completed out the interviews with Elise, and we clarified some other bits and pieces with them. And we have a follow-up interview that we want to do with Kim Davies in Abu Dhabi, which Kathy and Eric will be taking. I won't make it to Abu Dhabi, unfortunately, so it's in good hands with those guys. We have an outstanding request for training documentation. We've now identified that it will be Nyala from PTI that will handle that request for us, so we're drafting together what the specific questions we have on processes and procedures are documented within PTI. And from a risk management and a business continuity management point of view, it's important that documentation is very well fleshed out in an organization, so that's the justification for going down that. We have a request for a high-level presentation, probably to go into the report on the new relationship between ICANN, PTI, and the root zone maintainer. This is obviously to differentiate between the SSR1 review going into SSR2. There is now a new landscape where, you know, we have PTI as opposed to IANA, and we have a new form of agreement around VeriSign and the root zone maintainer agreement. And so we want to get some, flesh out some details on that. On our work in progress, our documents that we have out for requests to staff documentation that was blocked by the NDA process. So this is where, you know, we've identified specific documents that we want to look at. But our assumption is, you know, even I will admit confidential documents that would not be suitable for public consumption, I believe. And we need to have those under NDA, therefore, and we've been waiting for the NDA process to get wrapped up. So my hope is that in the coming, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks, everybody on the team will have our internal legal departments review the NDA so that we can then get ahead with signing that, and then we can work with staff to work out, okay, getting these documents to us so that we can review them as quick as possible. If we look at the work in progress column on our Trello, you'll see well over 50 to 60% of our current tasks are document reviews. As Kathy said, that is pretty much the main outstanding item that we have before we can start drafting our interim report, which I have here as an item as well. Kathy will be working on the general requesters with Kim, that is part of the tab that we have up here as well. This is something that we haven't followed up on yet. We wanted some details around staff retention planning, again, from such a small department, we want to make sure that there is succession planning from a continuity perspective in place. So essentially we have documents in progress. We've got a good bit done, and I'm hopeful that after Abu Dhabi, we can pretty quickly get a draft together, and then we can ask for another slot on the plenary to come back and share that draft with any recommendations we have coming out of that. And hopefully then, by the time we get around to Brussels, we'll have that fleshed out and we'll have that in a state that it can go into the final report. So happy to take any questions or comments.
Thank you, James, and thank you, Kathy, for that update. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Thanks all. I just had a couple comments. One is, I think I just wanted to draw the team, the whole team's attention to the notion, to an observation that a lot of the spirit of what the IANA subteam is looking into is mirrors what I think the ICANN SSR subteam is looking into, in the sense that you know, continuity, like business continuity. And those sorts of things are being sort of like formalized as an SSR issue in multiple places. I think it sort of lends a lot of credence to the notion that this is sort of appropriate and in balance for us. But the second thing I wanted to mention is probably a bit of a segue maybe even to the next point, which is, James, have we been told that these documents need to be under NDA? Because if not, I think, you know, we may want to sort of be told that before we presume that, because the NDA is not necessarily going to go over very well with all of our legal departments, speaking from firsthand experience. So there may be some obstacles with that going forward. So it might be better to know whether PTI thinks the documents need to be under NDA as opposed to presuming it. I'm not sure. I might have misunderstood what your context was on that.
Yep, so this is James again. So currently we have 7 document requests out. 3 of these are related to what I would call business continuity. It's actually what ICANN and IANA call the continuity of operations plan. And I know for a fact that that is considered a confidential document only to be released under NDA by ICANN, due to the fact that I filed a DIDP request for that about 2 years ago during the transition and was told, no, this is an NDA-related document before we even had this SSR2-related conversation about it. I know for a fact that that's considered a confidential document. The other one, these are where I'm not aware of what the underlying documents are. So we have a request for generic documentation, and until ICANN makes a call on whether that the documentation that is required to fulfill that request is confidential or not, we won't be able to make a decision on those. But for the continuity of operations plan, I know for.
Thank you, James. Do you have any additional questions?
Well, to that additional questions or information.
Hi, Denise, this is Yvette, the host, and you're cutting out a little bit, just so you know, we're kind of getting every other word.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that was a little better, but we had a little bit of static, but it was better.
Are there any other questions on this agenda item?
Perfect. Now we hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, James and Kathy, for that update, and of course, their work plans in Twilio and additional information is on the subgroup wiki page.
Yeah, and this is just James for 1 second. I encourage everybody to keep an eye on our Trello. We keep it up to date so people can see how we're progressing and make sure that we're keeping our toes on the ball.
Great. Thank you. Could we have the agenda back up, please?
Sure. Okay, it's back online.
Thank you. Do we have updates for the subgroup work plans? Are there any subgroup chairs that would like to bring items to the full group's attention or have a report on action? Okay, we'll move on to the next agenda item, but I would encourage the chairs to provide any updates or information they'd like to share with the review team, the full review team on the email list. And would remind everyone that we're counting on the subgroup teams to update the work plan, and we have a template for them to complete. We want to make sure that the Gantt chart and work plan we have posted in Google Docs remains up to date and reflects all the work that's occurring at the subgroup level. With that, we'll move on to the next item, consultants. Thank you to everyone who contributed their thoughts and edits to the statement of work, for the gap analysis, and for Alain's leadership in the SSR1 implementation subgroup. ICANN is processing that statement of work and will be soliciting individuals or entities to conduct the gap analysis of the implementation of SSR1 review recommendations. Is there any additional items we need to discuss related to that? Right. Hearing none. Move on. The additional item was, if we could just roll back to technical writers. The additional item on consultants was the sort of technical writer researcher, and we need to complete the statement of work and move forward on that. We'll keep you apprised of that action as well. Any questions on these? Okay. We'll move on to the next agenda item. NDA next steps, who'd like to take this item? And I'm going to go on mute, and I'm in transit and might be hitting a dead zone, so I'm going to... Eric, are you able to take the chair duties?
Yeah, I'll take that. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll turn it over to Eric, and we have NDA next steps on the agenda. Thanks.
Okay, great. So, yeah, so NDA... Team members review non-disclosure agreements. Has anybody run into anything or has any comments about this based on their own perspective or perhaps the legal team or anything like that? Okay, so seeing no hands raised. James, go ahead.
Sorry, I was a bit late to the game there. Yeah, so just very, very briefly, myself and Kerri-Ann, I think, are relatively happy with the overall state of the NDA and the CDF at this stage. Just for people's interest, my own internal legal team has reviewed it and are happy for me to share it, sign it. So if that gives anybody any joy to hear that, you know, I think it's going to be pretty standard for most.
Thanks, James. Yeah, so I honestly didn't have a hands up, but having put my hand up. So my legal team has reviewed it and has called my attention to a number of issues, including, anybody who's sort of, there's a number of liability issues that they are having consternation over. So I haven't had a direct communication from them with which to send out to the team, but there's a distinct possibility I will not be able to sign. And that would basically have an implication for my participation in various aspects and various sub-teams. And I don't know if that's going to wind up being unique to me or more generally systemic across the team, and at which point we come to one of the questions that was raised early on, which is having kind of a heterogeneous team in which some people have signed, some people haven't, some people can participate in work items and some people can't, and that would be based on people having executed the NDA. If some of us do and not all of us do, then that winds up fragmenting the team, which may be okay or may not be okay, but it might wind up being one of the things we want to discuss as a team. So, like I said, I'm sort of laying in wait for my legal department to give me a sort of a formal response that I can ingest and potentially regurgitate, at least in some form, to the team. But I do sort of want to raise to people's attention the possibility that we'll have this sort of bifurcated team and if that's something that we want or something that we don't want. So just in general, if people haven't started socializing this with their legal teams, it's probably worthwhile because, for example, if someone is under the impression that their actions are in any way being protected by their corporation, in this regard, the NDA removes that, for example. So I don't know if that causes anybody else to want to raise their hand or ask questions, but I want to sort of give people a chance to react to that if they have anything to say.
Hey, Eric, this is Denise. I apologize. I'm not in the Adobe Connect room, but I'd like to be put in the queue.
Okay, go ahead, Denise. You're the only one.
Yes. I also have not, Facebook has not completed its analysis of the NDA, and I do not know whether or not I'll be a signatory to it. I think it's very important for the community to be able to appoint individuals to serve on this and other review teams, whether or not they are able to sign an NDA. I'm concerned that the NDA may be a gating factor for community participation in these review teams. And previous review teams that had very similar bylaw mandates were able to conduct their reviews without any member signing NDAs. So I agree with Eric that the broader issue deserves some more discussion and consideration. And even if we decide to move forward with some members having NDAs and others not, I think it's important that we ensure that we carve out space for those who have not signed the NDA to continue to participate appropriately in the review team's activities. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise. Kerri-Ann, I see your hands raised.
Hi, everyone. I think one of the issues raised by Eric is the next immediate step that we have to start discussing, because I know there will be a situation where some persons will sign and some persons won't. It's something that we raised with the legal team. We would then have to restructure ourselves to be able to get the work done, redact or summarize information that can be publicly shared, because the same type of information that the review members that don't sign, that's the only kind of information that we can put in the report anyway that would be publicly available. So we have to start thinking how we structure ourselves. The document is going to be reviewed by our legal team as well within the ORS. I'm still going to have to wait for their response. But one of the things that I think is necessary, and we raised it with legal when we met with them, is that the document coming after the fact is a challenge. We can decide as an SSR2 team if we will then raise that point to the board and to legal from that perspective at a plenary. James and I worked with legal to try and soften the language as best as we could. But we did raise during our discussions with them that this document should be during the call of the team, so that when persons do volunteer to join the team, that they are aware up front what the requirements would be, and then they can then determine based on whether or not they're nominated by a ICANN community group or not, whether or not they want to be bounded by those terms. Having been nominated and then required to sign to be able to conduct the work is a point that I think we could raise. As to where it would lead the discussions, I'm not sure, but I think it's something worth pursuing as to whether or not they will be bounded by it, or if there will be some allowance to allow it, some discretion within ICANN board or the legal to now consider whether or not, as a plenary, putting this point forward, it will be considered, and their recommendation as to how to deal with this.
Thanks, Carrie-Anne. I put myself in the queue, but I don't want to suck the oxygen out. Does anybody else have anything that they'd like to add? Okay, I don't see any hands. I just want to sort of add to that you know, I think you're exactly right, Carrie-Anne. I think issuing an NDA or formulating an NDA after a review team is convened is suboptimal in a number of ways. I actually sort of wonder if we don't want to, as a team, start thinking about and at some point have some discussion about whether doing a review is with an NDA an NDA is required to do a review, and what that actually means for forming review teams. I mean, I think the presumption that we need an NDA, you know, is one thing. Discussing the form of the NDA after we've presumed that we needed an NDA seems a little bit like putting the cart before the horse. So I think sort of challenging how this needs to work for us as a team might inform other teams going forward. So I think it's worth everybody taking some time to think about this. I think it's very possible we need to put this back on our plenary agenda in the future so that people have time to think about it, because, you know, the structure of this NDA that's only come after we form the team certainly informs our abilities after we already started outlining our work. So so just to sort of pile on some of the things that you were saying, Carrie-Anne. I see that James is saying it was not the plans when we wrote the bylaws. It was supposed to proceed the review team starting. And so I think now we sort of find ourselves in a little bit of a quandary as a team. And I'm just sort of saying perhaps the way we get through it will inform other people going forward. So it just suggests that we sort of all take the time to think about this on our own and maybe circle back on it. Okay, so if there are no other comments or questions, then perhaps we can move to the next agenda item, preparing for Abu Dhabi. So in the Connect Room, you can see that a number of confirmed meetings and a number of tentative meetings that are in progress. If everybody can take a look at what's on the confirmed meetings, I think there has been sort of a mixed expectation from some of the groups that we're doing outreach to as to whether we'll be solely providing a briefing, being sort of in a sort of a Q&A role, or some kind of hybrid between both. And so, you know, certainly I think people should take a look at this group list and decide whether they have a perspective on whether they want to be asking questions or they're interested in participating in a briefing. But does anybody in looking at this want to have any or offer any comments about what a potential objective would be for any of these? I think we'd sort of suggested in one of the previous plenary calls that we have some group discussion, perhaps on the mailing list, about what our goal with outreach was. But has anybody added any thinking to that they want to share with the group? Okay, because one of the things that I think is important is for us, as we sort of go down the road, is to be sure that we're informed of the issues that these groups are considering as and internalize them as to how they may relate to an SSR issue that we have or haven't thought of before. So, you know, each of these groups has the perspective, has their own perspective that I think is useful for us to sort of listen to in regards to what the issues that they're currently feeling are. In a lot of cases, a lot of us may be well abreast of some of the more public groups and what they think are important. We may not necessarily need to hear from them, and they'll certainly want to hear from us. So I think each of the rapporteurs should be prepared to sort of have sort of a sort of an elevator pitch level summary of where your review team is. I think some of the teams are probably more eager to do that than others, but I think regardless of whether people are there for any or all of these briefings, I think the people that are going to be there should be prepared to have a high-level summary of where the subteams are for the cases where for those cases where there needs to be a summary read out to these external groups. Is that something that the rapporteurs are capable or interested in being able to do prior to the Abu Dhabi meeting so that the rest of the team has sort of a executive summary or elevator pitch level of what the subteams are working on? If I could get the acknowledgement from rapporteurs either in the chat room or audio, it would be great. I see Kavi's got his hand raised.
So I see the board is not on the list. Is there any special reason or have it been discussed not to have a meeting with the board? Because I think actually this is a very good point, both in the progress of the project and being physically there to report back on the board to the board and have a discussion with the board on the progress.
Okay, yeah, we should put that in the queue of outreach. I think it must not have been in there for some reason, but it sounds like that might be useful. James, I see you said you won't be in Abu Dhabi. So, yeah, I mean, either if Kathy is ready to do it or if you don't mind sort of prepping somebody, anybody that can. I'm not saying all the rapporteurs need to be there. I was just proposing that rapporteurs ensure that, you know, the status of the sub-team is, you know, codified enough that somebody can sort of say this is what we think. Great, thanks. Well, yeah, slides, that's going above and beyond. That's awesome, thanks. Okay, well, we're running the clock out, and you know, this is all sort of, you know, this is all collegial, so yeah, there's going to be anything formal. Just want to make sure that if it winds up just being a smattering of us in a room with people that we can just sort of cover the things that they may ask about. That was it. But, okay, let's maybe move on to any other business.
Hi, Eric. This is Yvette, the host in the room. I just had a quick question. We have ICANN SSR on the 10th in LA, as you know, and we usually have a plenary call on that same day. So I'm just wondering for scheduling, if you and Denise kind of just want to let me know if you want to move the plenary call to another day or if you just want to cancel it for that week.
Yeah.
However,
sorry,
you guys want to do.
I meant to circle back with you about that. Yeah. So I think Denise and I are both planning to be at the ICANN SSR meeting. So I don't think we'll be able to run the call effectively. So I think, barring any major massive objections from folks, I think we may just want to cancel that week.
Okay.
I see Jennifer. You have your hand raised. Thanks, Yvette.
Hi. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, if I may, I just wanted to do a quick recap of the decisions and actions from today's meeting. Can I go ahead and do that now?
I'm sorry, say it again. Sorry.
I just want to run through the decisions reached and action items that we captured on today's call. Can I go ahead and do that now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks. So we've got an agreement to proceed with the release of the gap analysis specifications document. Can I just confirm that that's correct?
Release the gap analysis. Yes. I think so. Does anyone have any objection to that? Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. Moving on then. So action items, ICANN to share the audit plan for the ICANN SSR subgroup to the email list. We're going to explore whether a meeting with the board caucus group in Abu Dhabi can be arranged. The team members are to share thoughts on the ICANN SSR scope related discussion on the email list. And then sub-team rapporteurs to prepare a short status presentation for the updates to the SOAC groups in Abu Dhabi. Is there any other action items or decisions reached that we should capture before we wrap up?
I think that's probably all we really would need. And everyone, just for clarity, the action items that were being discussed will be codified on the wiki page, the public wiki page. So that's why we're going over them in broad view. So if people have thoughts on this, this is probably an important item to dial into. Okay. Sounds good. All right, I see there's a lively chat discussion I have not been able to keep up with. Does anybody want to raise the chat discussion? Oh, we're over time. Okay, never mind. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call today, and look forward to speaking to you all soon.